Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Thursday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty. I'm broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Dima and Kelly out, but we've got a great show for you. Opening segment sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, where you can cater your holiday event and you will be happy. Or you could take your family to dinner tonight and you'll be equally as happy. The food is always fresh, always good, and we always appreciate everything the great guys at Dickie's Barbecue do for the community, the athletic department, and, of course, the Eagle Hour. All right, Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation going to be joining me a little later in the show. Also, a reminder that Larry Fedora for an extended interview on our program tomorrow. But first, we're about to go out to the campus. It's a big day at Southern Miss. Charles Huff is being introduced as we speak as the 23rd football coach in Southern Miss history, obviously coming from Marshall University. Ben Winpigler is on the scene for us. He's on the campus right now. We'll be checking out through him throughout the next hour. But, Ben, let's go out there right now and kind of give us a feel for the crowd, the atmosphere, and the vibe as the new football coach is making his Hattiesburg debut.
Yeah, Bob, absolutely. We're here right under Eagle Walk, and I didn't want to go ahead and throw out here at the beginning of the conversation here. This is being live streamed right now on ESPN Plus. So for anybody listening who may not be able to be here but wants to watch it, it is being live streamed on ESPN Plus. I'm looking at the cameras right now, so shout out to Jack and Lee and the team for getting that set up. But yeah, overall, Bob, it's a very cold day, but you know, we have a big crowd here. There's a lot of people, not just donors, but just your average fan. A lot of people here, and I've kind of walked around and gotten the vibe when I got here about 30 minutes ago, and everybody's so excited. You know, it's the same thing. You know, everybody's got the same answer. We couldn't have got a better hire. I know Dr. Joe Paul made some remarks here at the beginning, and now Jeremy McClain speaking right now. I'm actually standing towards the back. I can see Coach Huff here to my right, getting ready to walk down here. But overall, Bob, very great atmosphere. Everybody's excited. Everybody's pumped. So I think that the overall is just pure excitement here.
If you get a chance, you remind Coach Huff that part of his contract is an hourly appearance on the Eagle Hour after every football game.
And, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm sure that'll have a big effect on him.
Well, he's surrounded now by armed guards, so I will not make that attempt at the moment because will hear me live on air get tackled, so I'm not going to go for that.
All right, I want to ask you this. You worked in the ticket office. That's where we happily found you when you came to work for Super Talk. So you're directly involved in the sale and the marketing of tickets. And, first of all, Ben, how important is the average guy buying a season ticket to football? How important is that to the university?
Well, Bob, I'll tell you, and as we speak right now, Coach Huff is walking through the band and the cheerleaders to be introduced. But overall, Bob, that's the lifeblood. That is the lifeblood of Southern Miss. I know that obviously we are incredibly thankful for the bigger donors, you know, the Circle of Champions and things of that nature. But if it wasn't for the average everyday fan, the person who can do $10 a month to the Eagle Club, $17 to the collective, buy a $99 season ticket, we would not have a program. Southern Miss is built on the everyday fan. You know, I told everybody that I talked with, you know, whether you can donate $5, whether you can buy a one-time ticket, you know, you make a difference. And that's what we really tried to stress there. It's not just about the big donors. It's about the people. It's about the everyday fan. And I think Southern Miss, in my opinion, has done a very good job of emphasizing that. You know, we like to make sure that they like to make sure, I still say we sometimes, but they like to make sure that the experience when the everyday fan does come is top of the line. So it's certainly everything. You know, obviously you're going to get your big donors, but without the everyday fan, I mean, there would be no Southern Miss because we're not Texas, we're not Alabama. We rely on the everyday man.
All right, so 1-11 doesn't sell tickets, but what would be your projection about how this hire will translate to ticket sales?
Well, I'll tell you, Bob, I was a part of the ticket sales team whenever Coach Hall was hired. And if you remember coming off into that just disaster of a year right before Coach Hall was hired, there was not kind of a similar situation, you know, kind of everybody was down. Nobody was really up on buying tickets. I had a lot of people that were not interested in buying season tickets. And when Coach Hall was hired, obviously it brought a new life. Obviously that did not work out, but I'll tell you, 1-11 does not sell season tickets. And I still talk to my buddies over here in the ticket office quite a bit. And it's been a rough couple of years, you know, it can be tough. But everybody that I've talked to now in the ticket office is giving me the same thing. Hey, I've got people that are calling me even before the tickets will go on sale this afternoon for anybody listening. But I've had a lot of people calling me that have backed out in the last year or so and are ready to jump back in because they really feel that this guy is going to make a difference. And when you bring somebody in that can, I mean, everybody knows, you know, obviously baseball is our favorite thing here at Southern Miss, but football kind of turns the wheels. And when you can bring a guy in that can really be a difference maker. Now, I agree with a lot of people that say we might need to maybe taper down our expectations for the very first year. I think a bowl is a good expectation, but I still think we're going to have a guy here that's going to be really building the program. And when you build a program that wins, season tickets sell, Eagle Club goes up, collective donations go up, and it just really improves the health of the program overall.
Ben, kind of paint for us exactly where this is taking place.
All right, so if you are familiar with the Eagle Walk, every you know, before every game, there's the Eagle Walk where they come down. If you're – okay, best way I can describe it, the south end zone that was built where the suites and everything are, there's a big domed entrance kind of at the end. It's a lot of times where the students will come in, the student entrance, right before you get to the East Club entrance. So if you're – it's directly behind the Trent Lott Center. If you're – behind, come to the Trent Lott Center, go right behind it. We're set up right behind that. Kind of the stage is under this portico, is where Coach Huff is speaking right now. They've got some chairs out in front, the cameras, the band, and then kind of a crowd standing there to the left of it.
Can you hear anything he's saying?
Are you not currently because I've backed away. But
all right, well, when we let you go, we're going to bring you back at the end of the show, the last segment. Maybe you can go over and catch a little bit and kind of relate to us what he had to say. Unusual that they're putting it there. Have you had a chance to talk to any of your friends there at the campus? And how did this come about that it would be at Eagle Walk as opposed to traditionally you'll have it inside of a, you know, obviously a big room somewhere?
Yeah, well, I would say that the biggest thing, I haven't gotten an exact explanation, but what I would think is the history of the Eagle Walk. You know, there's so many greats that have walked through the Eagle Walk. There are all the posters up there at the top, the banners that kind of remember what Southern Miss was and what Southern Miss can be. And I would say that's probably the reasoning behind that. You know, we want to people who are coming in to be in the historic Eagle Walk. They want to see what Southern Miss was and what Southern Miss could be. So, you know, I know traditionally this would be in a big press room and it'd probably be a little bit warmer if we were, cause it can be a little bit chilly in the shade, but, I think this is a great location because, I mean, starting in August, he's going to be walking down this thing almost right. Every Saturday, at least seven Saturdays, excuse me. So I think it's a great place to introduce him.
All right, I don't put you on the spot, but give me kind of an estimate. How many people do you think are there?
All right, well, I'm standing towards the back. I'm going to eyeball it. Now, I can't see the seats, but I believe they're full. Bob, I would probably say roughly, I mean, I've gotten okay at judging the crowd. 300 to 400, maybe 300 to 500, but it's a fairly good sized crowd, especially for 1 o'clock on a Thursday.
All right, I hear you're going to grab a fan or two, and when we come back later in the show, we're going to hear what some of the fans think.
Yes, absolutely. I've got a fan, a good fan lined up, a very good supporter who has nothing but good things to say. So I'm going to try and catch a few words of what Coach Huff is saying and report back to you here shortly.
All right, Ben, I appreciate it. Ben Wimpickler, everybody, out on the Southern Miss campus, and we'll be revisiting with him later. Hey, don't forget about the Homes of Hope Toy Drive. It's underway right now, Toy and Canned Food Drive. There are locations all over town, all over the Pine Belt, where you can drop stuff off. Mississippi Made and More, Highway 98. Corner Market food stores throughout the Hattiesburg area. Jack's Family Restaurants throughout the entire Pine Belt. I believe that is, that is in Laurel, Petal, and Purvis. The Community Bank on Highway 98 West here in Hattiesburg. Parish Tractor Company up on Highway 49 north of town. Please donate a toy. I went by one box yesterday. Nothing. We want those kids to have as good a Christmas as we're going to have, and you can make that happen. Please support the Homes of Hope Toy Drive, Corner Market, Jack's Family Restaurants, Community Bank, Parish Tractor Company, Mississippi Made, and more. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation next. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Campus Bookmark sponsors the second segment of our program every day on Hardy Street. Must Christmas shopping for all Golden Eagles. You can shop them in person on Hardy Street 6 days a week, or you can go online and shop them anytime you like at campusbookmart.net. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Thousands of you are downloading the show every month. We're very, very grateful. Very grateful to you for that. And we really appreciate all of your support. All right, new football coach being introduced at Southern Miss. Thought it'd be a great day to bring Heath Hinton, the owner of Big Gold Nation, onto the radio show. And Heath, I want to start out by asking you this. What has been the buzz on your chat board last week, and I guess even today, since the announcement came about Charles Huff?
Oh, man, it's been phenomenal. Everybody's excited. I think everybody was kind of, you know, after Will Hall was fired and after the season, people were just really down and wanted to know, you know, what will it take, and who's Jeremy going to hire, and what's the process going to be. And I'm going to be honest with you, I think Jeremy hit it out of the park with this one. I think people are excited. You see a little life back in the fan base. People aren't talking about, hey, baseball's right around the corner. They're talking about, hey, who are we recruiting? What's the transfer portal looking like? Who's coming in for a visit? So whereas now, everybody's talking a little bit about basketball, but a lot of baseball. football is a big topic of conversation, and I think that's a great thing.
Let's talk about that transfer portal for just a minute. I don't have the current stats. You may have them there in front of you. You keep up with that a lot closer than I do. But it appears that what we expected we're seeing, and that is a wholesale turnover of roster.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. You knew it was going to happen because the new coach coming in, because of the transfer portal, we've seen it with other coaches. They're going to bring players in. There's going to be some guys from Marshall come visit. And look, that's the way it is. But these are one-year contracts now. It really, what a scholarship is. You get NIL, it's a one-year deal, and you want to be a professional. You want to get paid to play. This is how it works. Coach comes in. Obviously, Huff had already met with the team, told some of them, look, I hadn't contacted you. You might want to get in the portal, try to find somewhere else to play, and we're seeing that now. And I think within the next probably months, you'll see the team filled out. Remember, a lot more players going to enter the portal once bowl games are over with. So we're just starting the portal journey. It's going to be lasting for another 2 to 3 weeks.
I'm glad you brought that up. I saw some stuff, not on your chat board, but elsewhere, that someone was claiming that Coach Huff, I guess, told players, if I haven't met with you, you need to enter the portal. Is that factual at all, you think?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I think probably to a certain extent, yeah. Because that's the way teams have to be built now. When new coaches come in, they're going to have players. And that happens every year, guys. Coaches tell players that every year, even coaches that are in the program. They tell players that at the end of the season, look, you might want to get in the portal. I don't think it's going to work out. We'll help you find somewhere else to go. So that's not like something new that doesn't happen. That happens to every school now at the end of every football season. You have to look at college football like a business now because of the NIL and the transfer portal, because players are getting paid. It's not the old days. It's a business now, and it's all about the bottom dollar, unfortunately. And until they change that, and until, you know, some rules are made that curtails this, pretty much what it is free agency without a cap and without a limit. That's the way it's going to be in college football, and you can't get away from it.
I think you have summed that up better than anyone I have heard through all of this, and that is that football scholarships, college scholarships are no longer come here for 4 years and go to school. They are one-year contracts. Everybody in college football is on a one-year free agent contract with no restrictions to free agency like we see in the National Football League. All right, let me ask you this. One kid I'm watching closely is John White, and I think John White, everybody agrees, has enormous potential as a college quarterback based on his great his high school career. Was phenomenal in high school. We've already seen two quarterbacks enter the portal. We've seen the quarterback at Marshall enter the portal, and he has 1 year of eligibility left. What, if anything, are you hearing about John White, Heath, and would you expect him to remain on the Eagle roster?
To be honest with you, if he hasn't entered the portal now, I don't think he is. I expect him to stay. A lot of reasons. You know, look who his dad is. He's also a heck of a football player. You look what he did in high school. And now that you're going to have new coaching staff coming in, I'm excited to see what they do with him developmental-wise and see what they do in the weight room, because he has a lot of talent. And watch, he's just a lot of people told me he's a leader. So I wouldn't expect to see John White hit the portal, but then again, you never know. You never know who back-channeled to him and said, we can offer you this. But I don't see John White here in the portal. I hope he doesn't, because I think he can do great things at Southern Miss.
Well, the way I see it is, if the kid were to come from Marshall, he's got a year of eligibility left. John White still got 4 years of eligibility left. So he could learn under Coach Huff and this kid from Marshall, and then he could be the starter for three consecutive years.
Absolutely. One thing that the former coaches that were left there, one thing they did, they didn't burn red shirts. And they didn't want to get out there and burn these kids' red shirts if they already hadn't been burned. Mm-hmm. So John White still has a red shirt here left. So he could, sit out next year, work on the weight room, work on learning the new system that's coming in, and really hit the ground running if he was to be the starter in a couple of years, if you bring in a quarterback, say, you know, from Marshall to play for a year.
How long does this portal stay open, Heath?
To the end of the month. And then once the bowl teams, I think the bowl teams have a couple of weeks after that, once their bowls are complete, to enter the portal, because they give them a grace period upon that. So, you know, you're probably looking at another 5 or 6 weeks of the portal being open for some players. There's plenty of time.
All right. I'm going to switch gears. I've got about 3 minutes left. I'm worried about the basketball programs. I'm worried about the men's team. They look just awful, I think it's fair to say, awful against Tulane. Now it appears that you've lost one point guard for the year. He may not be back on the program, and I don't know what the status is of the second one that was hurt this week, but your observation, where is this program right now, Heath?
I think they're learning to play together. Look, this is a one-bid league in the Sun Belt. It just is. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. And you're only going to get into the dance if you win the conference tournament. So really right now, wins and losses would be nice, but do they matter? No. What matters is when you get in conference play. And there's a bunch of new players on this team, and they've got to learn to play together. And especially if you got one of your point guards out. You know, I was looking on the bench. Even Alvarez was back out on the bench, and he didn't have a boot on his foot or anything. So hopefully it's not severe, and they just wanted to keep him out just to make sure nothing bad. So hopefully that's the case for him, because they really need him down the stretch. But the team that haven't played many games together, it's got to learn how to play together. I think there's some shooting that just has some shots hadn't started to fall. Some guys maybe taking too many shots. Once again, it's going to be a process with the basketball team. As I say, as long as they start winning around conference time and you end up, you know, top two, three or four in the conference, you get a bye, get in the tournament, anything can happen. But that's the Sun Belt. Every team's the same way. Every team knows you got to win the tournament. And what you do in the regular season doesn't really matter at all.
All right, and you
so
see,
hopefully they get things together.
Same for the women? A lot of new women on the team. Are they having to learn to get to know each other?
Sure. It's the same thing. And the Sun Belt women is one day league. Yeah. You want to be playing your basketball when the conference time comes. And look, they just beat Memphis. Ladies beat Memphis. So
which was a nice win, right? That was a good win.
It was a good win for them. And look, maybe they can get rolling a little bit. And by the time conference starts, they're playing really well. They bought some transfers. I think, you know, they got the potential to be good. It's just going to depend on, you know, if the center stay out of foul trouble early in the game. Malia, if she can stay out of foul trouble, she's one of the most dominant players in the conference. They bought in a transfer from Arkansas State, and she looked like she's really started playing well right now. So, once again, it's the same thing as the men.
Yeah.
You just got to take these games to get prepared for conference time, go win the tournament, get in the dance, because that's the only way you're going to get in.
All right, Heath, I appreciate you, man. We always enjoy your contributions to our program. And how can people join Big Gold Nation?
Yeah, just go to southernmiss.rivals.com or Google Big Gold Nation and click on join and find out what's going on. We got a lot of information about upcoming visits that are coming to campus. So Huff's got a lot of players that he knows very well coming to campus. So it's going to be exciting times here.
And that would make a great stocking stuffer, everyone, a subscription to Big Gold Nation. There you go.
Sure.
Heath, thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bob.
All
you
right,
have a good one, guys.
Heath Hinton, everybody. Big Gold Nation. All right, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are fine. The new showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg is beautiful, and Kevin Mullins is just a great guy. More from the campus of Southern Miss and the introduction of Coach Charles Huff next.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, I appreciate Heath Hinton for coming on board. That would be a good Christmas gift, a gift card to get you a year subscription to Big Gold Nation. Think about that. Heath's a great guy, and you could be giving a Golden Eagle on your list something that they would enjoy, and at the same time helping a great young man in Heath Hinton. Into Bay Water, Into Bay Spring Water is one of our sponsors, Mississippi owned and operated from a natural spring in Stone County. It's premium water with unmatched purity. You'll find it at quarter markets throughout the Pine Belt, certain Walmarts. Be sure you give Into Bay Spring Water a try and get you some Into Bay Spring Water and wash down some Mobay Beignet Company donuts, or beignets, not donuts, beignets. You'll find them at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Probably why they call it Mobay Beignet is because they sell beignets and not donuts. They're delicious. They cook them as you come in and order them, and they got great coffees and all kinds of drinks. And Morgan and her husband are wonderful, wonderful people. So Merry Christmas from Mobay Beignet Company. All right, just got some information that was announced from the campus that the Coach Huff just signed a four-year, $950,000 a year deal. In case you're counting, that's $79,166 a month. I'm not counting, but Ben Winpigler, who's on the campus, probably is, because that's close to what he makes working for SuperTalk, Ben.
Yeah, well, Bob, I'm actually a little closer to $90,000 a month, I don't want to brag or anything. But
damn, why didn't I become a college football coach? 79 G's a month.
You were a college football legend over at Holmes Community College. So.
That was before NIL, my friend.
It was.
That's the story of my life, right? All right. Well, I know you got a guest with you, and I certainly want to get to the fan, but give us a quick summary of what you heard Coach Huff say, Ben.
Absolutely, yeah. So I was able to come in for the last couple of minutes and hear what Coach Huff had to say. And look, I'll tell you, Bob, this is our guy. You know, Southern Miss is known as a hard-nosed, gritty kind of school, one with a chip always on our shoulder. And I think we've got the guy who's going to lean into that. He said the biggest thing that I heard him say is trust the process. He said, we're going to have the hardest working football school, not just in the country, not just in the Sun Belt, but in the country. He also said one thing that really, really stuck out to me, Bob, and this is something that I've been preaching since I've, you know, worked at Southern Miss, is, you know, we're not going to abandon our traditions. We're not going to abandon who we were and who we are, you know, have been in the past and what we know. But we are going to have to shake some things up. This is, I've said it before, this is not 1995 anymore. This is not 1985. We are going to embrace the way college football is now, because if we don't, we will get left behind. And Coach Huff, in his own words, said he's not going to let that happen if the fans don't let that happen. So his biggest thing was, you know, if the fans come in and they support like he knows that we can and knows that they will, he'll bring the action. He said, I promise you every Saturday we're here in the Rock will be the most exciting game, football game you've ever been to. So I think we've got the guy who's really going to embrace that Southern Miss hard-nosed tradition while leaning into the way the college football world is now.
Yeah, win and the fans will return. By the way, Ben, that's $18,269 a week.
Pocket change.
For guys like you, yeah. All right, yeah. You know, I think the most important people that support Southern Miss are your everyday fans. You know, I've been one for many, many, many years, and I think you've got a good one there with you. Let's hear from him.
Yeah, absolutely. This is John Smith. He's been a long-time supporter. I've known John since I started working here. I wanted to bring John in because he's like me and you, Bob. He's the everyday man. But he is a big involvement here with football. He's big involved with Southern Miss Athletics. And John, thanks for joining us. But I want to get, you know, obviously I'm a fan, I've worked here before, but you've been a fan a long time. I know we were just talking before this interview, and you went to school here in the early 2000s, and we were talking really about the atmosphere that you were in when you were here and then the atmosphere that has been now. And I want to get your reaction first to what Coach Huff said and what you heard, and then kind of where you think he can build this program back to, like he said, maybe the tradition that it was, but leaning into where we're going to be.
Yeah, like we talked about earlier, man, you've got a fan base, myself included, that I think we're just craving getting back to our tradition of excellence and doing that in a long-term period. It's been a tough 10 or 15 years around here, you know, and it's – winning cures everything, and unfortunately, we haven't done a lot of that over the past decade or so. So I'll say this about Coach Huff. You know, I think he said all the right things. You know, I think the energy was there. Everybody's got a plan, and it's time to go implement it. You know, I think he's got the grit. I think he's got the no-nonsense. He mentioned discipline a lot, you know, and that is who we are. You know, we punch above our weight, and we do that by being gritty and disciplined. So I'm anxious to see what he does, I think, as everybody is. You know, it's an exciting day in Huffburg. I think you could tell by the crowd.
Huffburg, I like that.
I think you could tell by the crowd that, you know, we're craving it, man. We want it. And the other Rocks, you know, it's been slim here over the past few years. But again, winning cures that. And this fan base is still there. We just got to give them a product, man. And it's exciting times. Anytime a new chapter comes, it's exciting. So I just look forward to watching his words kind of play out in the process that he just spoke about.
Absolutely. Bob, what do you got for my buddy John here?
Well, John, I got a couple questions for you. There were a lot of names thrown around, and this group of fans seemed to favor this guy, this group, this guy, this group, this guy. What's your thought about Charles Huff, and where was he in your wish list of coaches? And if you like him, what is it about him that you're optimistic about?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Huff was on my short list. I'll be honest, I was kind of in the Marion camp just because I thought it was exciting. But look, I'll say this, testament to Jeremy and Sean. You know, probably 45 days ago, they came out. Jeremy had a timeline. He had a bulleted plan about what he wanted to go get, and he went and got that. You know, and you got head coaching experience. You've got success at head coaching experience. You've got a championship as of last Saturday. And, you know, like me and Ben just talked about, you don't have that track record and that resume that Coach Huff has by hardly knowing football. Anybody that carries a recruiting coordinator and an assistant head coach tag under Saban probably knows what they're doing. So
probably.
I'm excited to see it, man. Like I said, it's testament to Jeremy. I think he had a plan. I think he stuck to it. And, you know, anytime somebody can lay out the plan and pretty much nail it, you got to tip your hat to them.
You sound like you love Southern Miss football. How hard has the last and I'm going to take it back more than 4 years. I don't think anybody should just completely blame Will Hall and say things were only bad under Will Hall. That's really not accurate. That's not accurate, is it? How tough has this been for you?
I'll tell you this. I was sitting in my chair the other night, and it was an away game. I can't remember the game. They all ran together. And it was late in the game, and it was ugly. And I was sitting there watching it, and my wife walked through, and she said, "Why do you do this to yourself?" And I said, you know, I grew up a Southern Miss fan and a Saints fan. I said, I do it to myself because one day it's not going to be like this. And I try not to miss any home games. I try to be here to support this university because it's been so great to me. And I do that because of that reason, but also because, you know, I think Huff wins. And look, sports, we've been around sports forever. It ebbs and flows. And I think we're fixing to get back on the top of the wave, and the stadium will start filling back up. But for me, it'll be so much more special to sit through the past 15 years when we get back on top of that wave.
Well, that's a good point. I think I may know your wife. Years ago, I was watching the Washington Redskins at my house, and they were like 2-13, and I had been doing that in the, you know, the 40 years we had been married, and she walked by and she said those exact words. Why do you do this to yourself? And then she walked out of the room. And you know, John, I don't know if you had an answer. I didn't have an answer. I just thought, why the hell am I doing this to myself? But
that's what I told her. I said, you know, there's a reason I cried when Tracy Porter intercepted that ball in the Super Bowl. I said there's so much bad Saints football, and it's look. I tell my 9-year-old all the time, dude. You got to be pretty hard-nosed if you want to be a New Orleans Saints and a Southern Miss fan. Yeah. You got to really, really want it.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Bob's a Redskins fan, so you know. Really got it back.
Quarterback of the future now, Bob. You're back. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is, and I saw a meme the other day that described me. It was a guy standing at the gate with St. Peter, and St. Peter said, "Oh, I see you've been a Redskin fan all your life. You've suffered enough. Come on in." So I think that's Hey, John, man, I really appreciate you stepping on. I'm glad to hear fans like you excited. I know our fan base is passionate and hungry to get the old Southern Miss football history and tradition back on the field. And I'm with you, John. I'm optimistic that maybe this is the man that can do it.
No doubt. I appreciate you, Bob. Thanks for having me, man. To the top.
All right, Ben, give me a summary. You got 30 seconds. What'd you see today, and what'd you walk away feeling?
Well, Bob, I'll tell you, I think John kind of hit it on the head. Our fan base has been hungry for a long time.
I think that they're excited that this is a guy, and I think that it is a guy. So I'll say it again. I've said it 100,000 times. Fans, it is time to put our money where our mouth is. Coach Huff cannot do this by himself, nor should he have to do this by himself. Let's go out there. Let's support Coach Huff because he has made his promise, and we've got to keep our end of the promise as well. He's going to deliver on the field. We got to deliver some of the funds.
All right, Ben, great job, my man. I really appreciate you stepping in and helping the Eagle Hour today.
Anything I can do for you, Bob.
All right, Ben Winpickler, everybody. Don't believe that, everybody. He just wanted to be on the Eagle Hour. No, Ben's a great guy. Great employee. We're really happy to have him. All right, news and notes going to wrap things up next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the program. This segment of the show is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. It is a great place to take your children for baseball and softball training. It's a great place to go for Christmas. Pick yourself up a gift certificate from the pro shop or a bat or a glove or some apparel that we know your children will like. They got a great pro shop at DBAT. They're on Hardy Street. It's just a great place to take your children. 4th Street Bar and Grill, also great place to hang out during some Christmas shopping. Go by there and grab yourself a shrimp po' boy or a cold beer and watch a good ball game. Always something fun taking place at 4th Street Bar and Grill right in the shadow of the Rock. Happy to say they've just joined us again in 2025 as one of our main sponsors, and we're very grateful to our good buddies at 4th Street Bar and Grill. I want to remind you every day about our podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you could just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and you can have it wherever you're at. On the show tomorrow, Larry Fedora, obviously former head football coach here at North Carolina and in the USFL. We think it'll be a great conversation. Coach is going to talk to us about the transition from being an offensive coordinator in college football to a head coach. Now, obviously, the new head coach here has 4 years of HC experience, and we think that's an advantage. We'll see what Coach Fedora thinks about that, because he indicated there is a learning curve. You know, when you go from being a coordinator to more of a CEO-type position as a head football coach, and that is an advantage, obviously, that the new football coach here at Southern Miss has. He's had 4 very successful years at Marshall. And now it's official, I guess you could say. He has met the fan base. He's speaking with the media as we talk. I'm sure he's enjoying that. And we're glad to have Coach Huff and his family here in Hattiesburg. Southern Miss Baseball First Pitch Banquet has been announced. It'll be January 31st, and it'll be from 5:30 till 9:30 at the Lake Terrace Convention Center. Cocktail hour, for those of you that enjoy that, will be from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. The banquet will be from 6:30 to 9:30. Tickets for the event are $50, and they can be reserved at the Southern Miss Athletic.com website. Former Golden Eagle standouts Justin Storm, an incredibly nice kid, and Dustin Dickerson, one of the greats to ever play here, will sign autographs from 5:30 to 6:30. And they will have bid items as well, including parrot head and throwback white jerseys, baseball jerseys. The deadline for an RSVP for this event will be January 17th, so make sure you check that out. That'll be January 31st at the Lake Terrace Convention Center, different than I think in past years where I believe it's been on campus. And again, get your opportunity to say hello to two great Golden Eagles, former Golden Eagles, Justin Storm and Dustin Dickerson. Who will ever forget those two kids and just the great, great ride we had while those youngsters were playing baseball for the Golden Eagles. All right, basketball is back in action on Saturday, and it's going to be a tough draw. It's the game down on the Gulf Coast we've all been looking forward to, and it's a reunion, so to speak, of Ole Miss and Southern Miss. And kudos to the Ole Miss basketball coach for agreeing to this. And Ole Miss now playing the Golden Eagles in baseball and basketball. Mississippi State, of course, in baseball and football. So maybe that's beginning to kind of fade away. Anyway, the game will be Saturday afternoon on the coast. The Rebels are a handful, though. They're 19th in the country. They've only lost one game all year. That was to Purdue, and that was on a last-second shot. So the Southern Miss team goes in with a record of 4-5. It's fair to say they're struggling right now to find some, some chemistry and some continuity on the floor. But they'll have a tough task in front of them come Saturday against Ole Miss. But that's why you play, and you never know. The Golden Eagles could go down there and play very, very well. Then on December the 17th, the men will travel to Lamar University, and they'll play Lamar that night. And then they'll be back in Hattiesburg on the 21st of December. It is the opening of conference season. Man, it got here fast. The Marshall Thundering Herd, ironically, will be in the Basketball Coliseum on the 21st to take on the men. The women, their next game is December the 20th, so they don't play for a while. And they'll be at Missouri State on the 29th. They will host Georgia they'll be at Georgia State on the 29th of December to open conference play on the women's side. And their first home conference game will be the second day of the new year, January 2nd. They'll welcome Old Dominion University here to the campus. So that's what's in store for the men and women's basketball team in the next few days. I want to remind you one more time, the last few seconds we have left, about the Homes of Hope Toy Drive. We every year get out and try to raise toys and canned food for the wonderful children that live at Homes of Hope down in Purvis. That is their home, and we want to make sure that on Christmas morning when all of us get up with our families and friends, that those children get up and have plenty of food on the table and a big bunch of toys under their Christmas tree for them to enjoy, because Christmas, obviously, every bit as important for them as it is for us, and we can do our part by making it a happy one. And you've done so remarkable over the past 10 years. We're so grateful to the Super Talk and Eagle Hour listening audience that has come through in such a major way. Mississippi Made and More, Corner Market food stores throughout the Pine Belt, Jack's Family Restaurants, the Community Bank on Highway 98, and Parish Tractor Company. If you're out Christmas shopping this weekend, please pick up a toy. You don't even have to wrap it. Drop it by one of our locations. We're going to take the show on the road next Wednesday to promote this event at Midtown Corner Market. You're welcome to bring toys there, but the sooner the better. We'd really appreciate it if you could help us make this a good Christmas for all of those children. All right, our thanks to Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, and Ben Winpickler, who stepped in and I thought did a great job reporting from the campus, and of course from our fan as well that joined us. Welcome to Coach Huff and his family, and thank you as always for listening to our show. You're the reason we do it every day, and we thank you for that. Hope you have a happy and safe weekend. We'll see you Monday. And until then, Southern Miss to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.